USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Federal Reserve has once again decided to pause interest rate hikes. This marks the second consecutive time they've kept rates steady following 11 previous hikes, including four this year.
Today, we decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged and to continue to reduce our securities holdings. Given how far we have come, along with the uncertainties and risks we face, the committee is proceeding carefully.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the committee expressed increased optimism about the economy and job market despite ongoing inflation concerns. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has entered its 26th day. Evacuations from the Gaza Strip into Egypt are underway, with injured civilians and hundreds of foreign passport holders, including Americans, among those leaving. Since the war's onset on October 7th, the total death toll has exceeded 10,000 people. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said that a Republican plan to offer assistance to Israel is bound to fail in the Senate, citing what he called partisan poison pills within the bill.
Israel has suffered the worst terrorist attack in its history. It needs help, but House Republicans are asking a price for helping them by cutting off funding that holds rich tax cheats accountable. That ain't happening, House. It ain't happening.
The proposal reduces funding for the IRS and omits aid for Ukraine. Today, Donald Trump Jr. is giving testimony in his father's civil fraud trial. He's likely to face questions regarding his involvement in his father's financial statements. The New York Attorney General contends that Trump's statements were exaggerated to secure more advantageous loans. Two House Republicans have decided not to run for re-election. Texas Congresswoman Kay Granger, a House member since 1997, and Colorado Congressman Ken Buck both revealed today they will not be running again in 2024. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried could potentially receive a life sentence if found guilty on all fraud charges. After 3 days of testimony, Bankman-Fried's defense team has rested their case. Closing arguments are taking place today. Microsoft is rolling out a new AI package for Windows. We get the details from Lance Pry.
Microsoft is rolling out its new artificial intelligence feature called Copilot. Microsofters say it can handle human-like text to answer questions and write emails, just like OpenAI's ChatGPT. On the PC, they claim it can open apps and turn on Bluetooth. The new feature is part of a major update to Microsoft Windows 11.
According to a recent survey by Pinger, more than two-thirds of Americans are engaging in a side hustle. The study indicates that at least 67% of Americans are involved in a small business, have a second job, or do freelance work. Some respondents mentioned that they juggle at least two additional side hustles simultaneously. The American Ornithological Society has announced plans to rename bird species in the U.S. that currently bear the names of former enslavers and racists. The organization expressed its intention to change the names of all bird species named after individuals, citing examples like Lewis's woodpecker, Townsend's warbler, and Anna's hummingbird. The society's president emphasized the need for a more inclusive and engaging scientific process. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.